As demolition crews work to bring down what remains of the fire-ravaged historic building at the southwest corner of Peter and Mississauga Streets, owner Jeff Pitcher is doing everything he can to salvage pieces of its past. The building, a fixture of Orillia's downtown since it was built in 1895, was lost to a devastating fire early last week. Among the materials recovered so far are floor joists, wooden beams, structural posts, bricks, a staircase railing, antique doors, and architectural moldings from the roof area. While Pitcher had hoped to salvage some of the intricate moldings that helped define the top of the building, they turned out to be foam reproductions and crumbled upon removal. "We tried to salvage some of the bigger moldings from the top of the building that are quite beautiful," Pitcher said. "The problem is they were reproduced to match the original and were made of foam. They kind of just explode when we take them off." Despite the challenges, Pitcher hopes to repurpose the floor joists to create new tables and furniture for the future building he vows to construct in the same location in the heart of downtown Orillia. One of the more unique discoveries during the demolition was a hidden structural metal post located at the corner of Peter and Mississauga Streets, he said. "We were able to salvage a structural metal post that was very decorative," Pitcher said. "It was right on the corner of Peter and Mississauga Street, and we actually discovered a second one in the building, so we have two of these steel posts." The intricate Three Birds Salon sign was also recovered, though it sustained significant fire damage. Some merchandise from the storefronts was also salvaged, but all of it was heavily damaged by smoke and water, Pitcher said of the several businesses ruined by the blaze. "We did salvage some comic books that are smoke and water damaged," Pitcher said. "We salvaged some stuff from one of the units, which was damaged as well. We weren't able to recover anything that could be reused, but it has that sentimental value to the store owners." For Pitcher, the salvaged materials represent more than just remnants of a lost building. They are pieces of Orillia's history. "I think it's important to preserve that heritage," he said. "Hopefully, we can pay respect to it in the future by incorporating it into the new build." Pitcher says the Orillia Museum of Art and History may also be interested in housing some of the salvaged artifacts to preserve the building's legacy. The demolition process has been delayed while crews work to secure an alleyway at 11 Peter Street. S. Pitcher anticipates the work will resume on Thursday, with hopes that the building will be fully demolished by Friday or early next week. Pitcher expressed gratitude for the support from Mayor Don McIsaac, city councilors, and workers who have assisted in cleaning up the site and removing snow during the process. In the wake of the fire, Pitcher has been working with the Downtown Orillia BIA and the city's economic development staff to support impacted business owners. He has also launched a Give Set Go campaign to raise funds for his tenants, with any remaining donations going toward the eventual rebuild. To help those displaced, Pitcher is offering free space at his doctor's office in Cumberland Beach until tenants can find more permanent solutions. Once the site is cleared, Pitcher plans to rebuild with a focus on affordability and innovation, creating spaces for artists and up-and-coming entrepreneurs. "We want to create some sort of innovator space," he said. "We want to help people get started." Many of the former tenants have already expressed interest in returning to the downtown core once the new building is complete. In the meantime, businesses are finding temporary solutions. Three Crows Speak Studio has moved parts of its business online, while Three Birds Salon is temporarily operating out of Changing of the Garnet. Pitcher says he has been touched by the community's outpouring of support during the tragic loss. "I've enjoyed chatting with people at the site and hearing their stories about the building," he said. "Whether it's going up to see the art studios or going to the United Cigar Store to get candy, everyone seems to have a story. It's been heartwarming."